And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Hello, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's not right, is it, Tony?
It's not right.
It's not right making it the time we're making it.
No.
At lunchtime.
Yeah.
Punky should be made in the dark.
Yeah.
Definitely. It should definitely be made. There's something slightly uneasy and seedy about Punky. And it just should not be on a Saturday lunchtime watching the Athletics. Mind you, I am looking at Denise Lewis and Jessica Ennis. Is it Jessica Ennis?
Something not sure. Ennis.
Both fit as fuck. Whatever tathletes. Heptathletes, are they? Seven, fuck it, doesn't matter. Hey, you know where I'm right now as you're listening to this?
You up north.
I'm in Edinburgh. I'm not up north, mate, I'm in another country. Arctic Circle. And the first band we're playing, originally from Edinburgh. Vintage, this is, mate. Vintage.
Such an ultra modern girl. She's my Avon number one with a real atomic style. If I don't wear my shades, switch and flashes off her legs. My eyes can lend the weather to the back of my head. My girl is like uranium. My girl is like uranium. She's hip just like an atom bomb. My girl is like uranium. My girl is like uranium. I'll park out where it's dark in my shiny new Corvette. Put on protective clothing, do my own atomic test. Get her in the backseat, start turning on my charms. She'll start to shake, then detonate the meltdown in my arms. My girl is like uranium. Just like an atom bomb. My girl is like uranium. My girl is like uranium. 235.
That's the Radium Cats, Tony, from an album that came out about 20 years ago called Other Worlds, and that track is called My Girl Is Like Uranium, and is one of the many brilliant songs on it. And I've got the album on it, and it was two brothers and their mate who were in the band, and I got this album when it came out. I think we played a track of it before called Martian Hop,
right.
Not sure, anyway. Absolutely great album. recommend it. It's been re-released with a couple of, I say re-released. It came out on Nervous Records in 1992, it says here, but I don't think the album was out much before that. I think the album was late 80s. Anyway, there's some extra tracks on this one. It's absolutely brilliant. And I'm going to get in touch with one of the guys out of the band who's up in Edinburgh, as I am now. So I'm going to get in touch with him and see if I can't do a little interview with him while I'm there. What do I know is, what is the Radium Cats MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRadiumCats.
No. Well, they have got a website, but I think it's only got five friends and no one looks at it. The best thing to go for is the guy that I am talking about, actually, called Paul Patterson. MySpace.com/PaulPattersonGuitar, and Patterson is PATERSON. If you want any information on the Radium Cats or what he's up to now, because he is playing in rockabilly bands now, I'd contact him through that MySpace page. Right, more of them in future weeks. Hopefully more information about Mr. Paul Patterson. Great first name, after all. Listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Got a word of the week for you. After the three we had last week, this comes through from Amberance. Very pleased about this. He says, "Hello, Mr. Edwards. Excellent show last week." She didn't put, despite the heavy breathing. "I now have yet another penis euphemism." Probably like that. "I now have yet another penis euphemism for word of the week. Open brackets. I seem to be collecting them. Euphemisms, not penises, as far as you know. Close brackets. This one came courtesy of Shark Week. For the listeners from outside North America, Shark Week is a week-long block of programming entirely devoted to sharks on the Discovery Channel that airs every summer." See, before we go any further, Tony, we get the Discovery Channel as well.
Yeah.
So we've probably had Shark Week and just not made a big thing of it.
Possibly.
We just think they're a bunch of goofy fish. "Hey sharks, you bunch of goofy fish." The entire continent geeks out for a week watching documentaries and avoiding going in the ocean. This year I was watching a show where they were using a device I'd never heard of before to bait the water and attract sharks. A chum cannon. Which obviously made me think immediately of a penis. Used in the sentence, "He blasted me in the face with his chum cannon and then kicked my leg. I was hopping around for 10 minutes doing the angry pirate. I hope you enjoy chum cannon. I know I certainly do. Kind regards, Amberance, punky poet laureate and collector of penis euphemisms." Yeah, nice. My only problem with this is that you know what a chum cannon does, do you? Oh, really?
No.
Not thickness, obviously. Chum cannons are fucking horrible things. Do you know what chum is?
Well, no, apart from dog food, no.
No, it's bits of fucked up fish. And just, it's just fucked up fish. It's just bits and lumps of horrible, shitty, dead, rotting, fucking, can't say it to anyone, let's call it chum. And what they do is they stick it in a cannon and then just fire it. Ooh. Sharks fucking love it because it's all dead blood, fucking bits of fish and badness. And I don't like the idea of that coming out of the end of my cock, Tony.
Right.
Certainly, true. Potentially not into a lady. As much as I know that we've used things before, like, oh, I suppose I've used pilchard custard and cod yogurt before, haven't I? So it's only a fishy extension. Oh. Fishy extension. Yeah, alright, I think that's fair enough. Do you like chum cannon as a euphemism for your penis, Tony?
Yeah, why not?
Will you say to the lovely Steph at any point, Steph, Hilfer, ich habe eine Problem mit meiner chum cannon? You will probably notice that we haven't got any MySpace comments to read out of note. We had a couple that just say, thanks very much for playing us, to the bands you played last week, and thank you very much, and particularly Zoo Party. I did get quite an interesting MySpace message from Dragster saying, have you got our new album yet? And I said, of course I have. We played it on this week's show, you numpty. I just sent you a message, then realised I hadn't. That was when I was getting the stuff ready for this week's show. So then got one back with them pretty much slagging me off like the cock I am. But hello, Fee, and hello, Diesel. So, yeah, myspace.com/punkyradio. While I'm up in Edinburgh, it would be nice if one or two of you could leave comments on our MySpace page. Wishing me luck for the brilliant show I'm going to be doing, which obviously is going to sell out. Well, it would be if you had to pay to get in, but it's free, but I'll tell you more about it later. Anyway, myspace.com/punkyradio. do leave a comment for us. And while you're there, why not go into our friends, where you will find in our top friends the next band we're playing, Dragster, from their new album. Tony, I'm so excited about this. From their new album, Here Come the Meat Robots. This is 10 slabs of, I don't know what to call it. It's horror rock and roll, isn't it? It's like, it's just alternative, catchy, super noise. There you go. Have that down as a quote. You don't see the NME calling it that. What did I just call it?
Alternative, catchy, super noise.
This is alternative, catchy, super noise. Yes, that's what I'm going to call it from now on. This is Dragster. Alternative, catchy, super noise. What I want to know, Tony, is what is their MySpace page?
It's something like myspace.com/dragstersuicide.
Something like, you're so casual. Yes, it could be exactly that.
Is it?
Of course.
Tony one, probably be the internet one. This is a great track from towards the end of this great album, which is what? Super
alternative catch. I can't remember now.
Alternative catchy super noise.
That's it.
Speed, whiskey. Oh, actually, this is just like one of my nights out. Speed, whiskey, sex, and rock and roll. That was alternative, catchy, super noise, Tony.
Nice.
Dragster. Absolutely great album. Do buy it. It's out on STP Records, and thanks to Stuart for sending that through. He sent us something else too that we're playing later on in the show as well. Very excited about this week's show. It does feel like an I'm going away show, Tony.
Well, it's sunny. Is it sunny there?
No.
Okay.
No, it's been a... Well, it was sunny this morning.
Well, it's opposite. We had rain this morning, now it's sunny.
Well, we're clearly swapping weather.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I don't mind it. I liked it last night. The weather was great last night. It meant I had a full comedy club. Yeah, Dragster, from the album, Here Come the Meat... I'll pick up the wrong scene either. Here Come the Meat Robots. Buy it. Right, then. So, Tony, you're listening to Planet Smashers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. You got any podcast alley comments here?
I do. Brilliant. Thank you for all your... comments so far this week. We've had a few more in, but still need more. We're lacking a little bit.
Tony, sorry, one second. Just while that song was on, your phone rang, and I answered it in the style of you. Well, I didn't. In my head, I answered it, and I'm really sorry because obviously you answered the telephone very professionally, and you're a very sensible man, and you do things the right way. And all I could think when your phone started ringing was going, "Hello, Tony's sex bottom."
Tony's sex bottom.
Tony's sex bottom. Sorry, man. I think I'm still pissed.
Oh, okay. Well, it is quite
you
early.
You made me show too early. I'm definitely affected.
Oh, yeah. podcast out. Yeah, but if you haven't voted for us so far, please do vote for us.
Fucking do it, yes.
Yeah. Go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is important, please vote for his link, hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. Thank you for all your votes and comments so far this month.
I'll just tell you something just before you start this. I'll tell you how fucked up this show is. Like, it's Saturday lunchtime, it's 1 o'clock, because of obviously I've got to go away and that. Do you know what I'm drinking?
Bovril?
Earl Grey. I've run out of conventional tea bags.
Right.
I've had to move in because I'm winding the flat down, getting rid of everything.
Are you having it with or without milk?
With milk. I do have a little splash of milk in my Earl Grey. I know, I do enjoy it without, but I want to get rid of the milk.
Oh,
I'm trying to get rid of everything.
That's true.
Sorry, carry on. You don't need to know about my habits.
That's good.
Again.
In the top five comments for this one. I don't know, late again. I'll be late to my own funeral, most likely. When they call me the late, we'll be Edwards. That's exactly what they'll mean. Late. Oak Rivens, Polly B.
Oh, that's for me. Thank you, me. Yeah. See, I remember to fucking vote and I'm an idiot. We should have millions. Most of our listeners aren't idiots. That's why they listen to Punk Radio. Well done, listeners. I am. I must still be leathered. It's really not right. Yeah. You know, all that time ago when I got really angry with you because you said you had a headache behind your eye or something. I've got... My eye hurts.
Is it?
Yeah. If you want to get angry with me, you can do.
Go on, Tony.
Get angry with me. Come on. Have a pop.
Not an angry person.
Go on.
I don't have it in me. Go.
Tony Sexbottom.
Exactly. Love or not a fighter. Better beds than Captain Snooze. That's from Tim Potter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
The beds are...
You're right. I get Tim confused. I've got a mate called Tim Shotter.
All right.
And I get my potters and my shotters confused. I think, why did he send us that? And he told me the other day. And then I didn't.
See you next time from Heat for You.
They just said that, so he spells it out a real word, haven't they?
You see, as well as being in love but not a fighter, I'm way too innocent. I didn't see that. He's even capitalised it.
No, Tony, you're literal. You would only have laughed at that if he'd written it in binary.
It's true.
Tony, you have many talents, but lateral thinking is not one of them.
No, it's not.
I mean, where the written word is concerned, Tony, when it comes to sort of practical things, you can think laterally and solve a problem, but you do see language in a very... I hope you don't mind me saying this. I don't want to be out of order. No, it's right. Although it does, of course, mean that in a post-apocalyptic... futuristic dystopic nightmare, probably you would survive and I would die, because I'm useless, aren't I? All I can do is words, and you live in the physical world and act, and you could, I mean, it'd much anything else, it'd be a fucking pain, it'd be a problem, it'd be funky.
Well, yeah, I mean, start, who'd want this show just with me on it?
Well, that's assuming I'm dead, Tony, thank you. I don't want to say I definitely would be dead. They'll find out soon enough anyway. You've got a post-apocalyptic. Could be next week. You never know.
You never know.
As much as anything else, I don't think we'd get anything to the PO box.
No.
I don't think there'd be any post after the apocalypse. That's probably why it's called post-apocalypse. Because there's no post after the apocalypse. That's it. That's another great mystery solved by Paul and Tony. Sorry. What were we talking about anyway? Are you doing Podcast Alley?
Yeah.
Right, sorry, man. I'll go back to my tea.
Okay. Right. So, great stuff. Lovely done. From Lee Morrissey.
Thank you, Lee. Sorry that you had to wait so long for that. I got carried away.
And finally, 5 years. Wow.
5 years. We should have sung that last week. We've got 5 years. Even that's good. My brain hurts a lot, isn't it, in that song?
What's that one?
Sorry?
What's that song?
David Bowie, 5 years. Oh, it's awful.
All right.
It's one of his classic songs, but it's absolutely awful. And the end, and it goes on for ages, and it's a really repetitive end, which goes, 5 years, we've got 5 years. Oh, I should do it as David Bowie. 5 years, oh, we've got 5 years. But the very end of it, it goes, 5 years. My brain hurts a lot. 5 years. That's all we've got. He gets quite carried away.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. We didn't. Doesn't matter.
Congrats on 5 years. You guys are awesome.
5 years.
Favourite song from last show, Kitty in a Casket, My Cannibal Paradise. Bill, from New York.
Bill, I didn't talk about that song as much as I should have done. I have to review my opinion of Kitty in a Casket somewhat. I am finding them rather emo Billy.
Right.
Okay. Like it, but it is a bit intense.
Okay.
You know I like my music light and fluffy, meaning nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There might be a bit too much meaning in it. I know it's mostly about cannibals and that. No, they might be real. Zombies and that. Sorry. Right, is that you done?
That's
you
done, yep.
Brilliant, well done. Excellent. I'm sorry if that whole section was rather confusing. I think I might need to have a couple of pints of water. While I'm thinking about it, and maybe a lay down. Let's just remind some of you people out there in Punky Radio Land about a great band from Belgium called Sport Doen. Right, they've got an album out called More Love Songs, which is probably the most inappropriately titled album I've ever heard. We've played loads of this, but it's all right, there's loads on it. 16 tracks on it. We haven't played this one. Let's play it now. May.
Pulling into the streets in the mighty greenery. See that rolling no tail. See my head up in trail. Treating your gum of space. Bring your blood and eat your face. Treating your gum of space. Bring your blood and eat your face. Space and aid. See so cute. Space and aid. So don't be rude. Space and aid. She seems so weak. Think that you rip, you eat, you fight, you gain a mommy, snuff and in free. Running into the streets with a night between her teeth. Cold-blooded vulture, she has got no future. Passing through your back door, as you go to the floor. Eat your flesh out from your belly, she sits back and watches her eye. There's her name, she's so cute. There's her name, so don't be rude. There's her name, she seems so weak. You got to read, you eat, you fuck, you kill your mom, you see something free.
Cheese, oh, what's wrong with that cheese? Oh, what's wrong with that cheese? Oh, what's wrong with that cheese? Oh, what's wrong with that?
Rolling into the streets in the night between her teeth. See that hole with no tail. See my head up in jail. Passing through your back door. Makes you jump to the floor. Cheating your from out of space. Bring your blood and eat your face.
What we're doing, Tony, from the fabulous album More Love Song, which just aren't. That's probably the closest thing to a love song on it, just to give you a clue. Shall I just run through one or two of the titles?
Mm-hmm.
There's some great titles on here. Island of the Damned, The Girl with Sideburns. This Truck Delivers Meat, I think we've played that one. Maggots, You Selfish Cunt, I nearly played this week, but we're going to save that one. Kevin Spacey, randomly, I'm a Leprechaun. And yeah, there's a few anyway. Absolutely brilliant band. Top Belgian punk rock.
I'm sure we've played Kevin Spacey.
We have played Kevin Spacey, we played a few of them.
Oh,
we
okay.
Haven't played You Selfish, see you next time. Well, no, he's what he's support doing his MySpace page.
MySpace.com/sportdoen.
It is. How are you spelling doen?
D-O-E-N.
Yeah, and I still don't really know how to say it probably, whether it's sport doen or sport doen.
Dean. Yeah, I don't know.
You should know. You are familiar.
What, with the Belgians?
With the Antwerp Road. You should know. You should nip in to see it. One time you're going to... you should try and coincide a trip to Germany to try and go and see them or something. You know, get yourself some Belgium. That's what I'm saying. Have some chips and mayonnaise. Right, you're listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks, Doom. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Now, I've got down here in this little section two words, judgmental. I was very excited. I thought we'd got a judgmental from Twilight and Thebes because they did send me one and then I couldn't find it. Anyway, but it was the email I got through. For those of you that don't know, the judge is judgmental is my an alter ego of mine who, if I chew on cinnamon gum, it makes my tongue a funner, and odd things happen. And every once in a while, the judge appears on the show. He hasn't done for a long time because I couldn't find my cinnamon gum, and without it, I don't become the judge. So when I got an email from Twilight and Thebes to poorlybeat@punkyradio.com, should have titled the email "Judgmental." I now see the error of my ways. They titled it "Question for the Judge."
Right.
I've only just opened it up, and this is what it says. Hey there, you still thinking of travelling to Arizona this fall? We're finishing up our shed that will have a guest bed, so you could stay with us on the side of the dirty mountain. If you like, Twilight. I read it through, I thought that's very nice, and then I read it through again and thought, she hasn't actually invited me.
She's just invited
judgmental. She's only invited judgmental. I'm going to have to take a consignment of cinnamon gum and stay in and keep the alter ego there. That could be the end of the dirty mountain. So anyway, I just don't think that's a good idea. That amount of cinnamon gum, they probably wouldn't let me into the States with that amount of cinnamon gum.
No, that's true.
They certainly wouldn't let me into Australia. They'd pass it off as fruit. So anyway, but thank you very much for the offer for the judge to go and see you, Twilight. It doesn't look like I will be getting there this fall now, no, but I will keep you informed. I'm afraid I don't know of the judge's travel arrangements. Bizarrely. But shall we just sing him a little song, Tone, for the end? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Twilight thieves that live on the side of a dirty mountain. There we go, that'd be nice for you. So it means that in this bit, I just want to talk about the Star Trek show I did last Thursday, Tony.
All right.
It went really well, yeah. No, thanks to Brian, the bloke I was writing it with. He was still writing his half of the script at 5 o'clock in the morning on the day of the show. And then forgot to bring it. So we had to find a photocopier at the venue so we could print off a copy of the script for him so he could do it. And he had the wrong lead for the laptop and for the projector, and he just basically wound me up. But anyway, when it came to showtime, he was really brilliant and it was excellent, and we pretty much sold the thing out. I only thought we'd sell 7 tickets. It was funny, he didn't seem that interested in it while we'd sold 7 tickets, and as soon as the people in the box went, oh well, yeah, we've just about sold out, he went, oh my god, started pacing around up in time and sweating. But it was really, really good fun, and thanks to everybody who came down. It was rather telling though when he asked that towards the start of the show, he said, is everyone here a Trekkie? Is everyone familiar with Voyager? Shout out if you're not. One lonely voice.
No.
Yeah, only one person was a complete Trekkie in the whole room. So we just kept referring to them all the way through and explaining to them, you know, this bit's for you, really. The rest already know this. It was good fun. It was really, really good fun. And I think there is a possibility that it's been recorded relatively professionally with two static cameras and a roving. So we should get a pretty decent DVD out of it. And I'll let you know, obviously, and we'll get some clips up so you can see what I'm on about. Anyway, that was Thursday. And then last night, because we're on Saturday, it's a bit weird. I can't really talk about the whole weekend. It hasn't happened yet. Last night, I did my comedy show in Itchen. Pretty much the best ever August turnover we've ever had. And that's, you know, I am surprised at that because we had pretty much our best July last month. And then it was odd because I went down to a chic bar and got talking to these women who used to come. They've not been there for ages. And they started having a real go at me about how they stopped going because of the queue. And I said, the queue stopped at the recession.
Yeah.
We haven't had a queue for 2.5 years. So you clearly haven't been for a while. Don't make it. Yeah, we have. We stopped in the queue. It was a few months ago. No, it wasn't. Because we haven't had, I said, I'm there every month. I know exactly when the queue's gone. And then they started having a go at me, saying, you need to take more care of your customers.
What?
And I just said, you're not my customers. You haven't been there for 2.5 years. So, start being my customers again, I might start fucking caring about you. Now, if you don't mind, fuck off, I'm having a drink. And then did think, actually, I'm not a particularly acceptable face of my own. I don't think I have a good business model.
Right.
I think I could try harder. But it seems to be working anyway, so fuck it. Yeah, anyway, have you done anything this week at all?
I actually went out a couple of times.
Good lord!
I know. On Wednesday we went to, there's a kind of a new blues bar opened called Tilt in Hockley. Oh, right. So we've noticed it anyway. So we popped there for cocktails on Wednesday night and it was very nice.
Tony, you middle class wanker.
I know, am I?
There's a new blues bar in town and we just popped there for cocktails.
That's
me,
maybe. Yeah, that is the way I roll.
That is the way you roll. You're even using pretentious language as you order the cocktail. That's right. Do you say things like, oh, back in the day? Back in the day. Oh, my day. That's just the way I roll. Pass me the fucking margaritas. I'm just going to pop to a blues bar. Sorry, you had a good time here.
Did, it was good. It was good. It's, I don't think it's doing very well. It's very empty. So, I don't know.
That's a great advert for the paint.
Yeah, but they should go. It's really good. We went happy hour. It was half price cocktail. So.
Oh, that's why you went. You're not getting quite as much of class now. You just sussed out there was a cheap drink for 20 minutes and fucked off in there. What did you have? A happy hour cocktail.
I can't remember. I had a something like an island tea, but it was a vanilla based one. And then I had a raspberry one. I can't remember what they were called. And Steph, right. They all had weird names. We kind of just
did. They have lots of booze in them.
Yes.
Good. That's why you can't remember.
We
That's
came
great
out time. A little bit trolled.
Excellent. Did you see any blues?
No.
Was anyone else there?
About one other couple. In the whole place.
Oh yeah, this is starting to unfold.
It's not a swingers bar.
You just
definitely a blues bar
to pop out in happy hour for cocktails in a blues bar you'd never seen before in Hockley, and there just happened to be one other couple there. Did you go out for a drive after? Did you go doggy?
Wasn't on the menu.
Otherwise, you would have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean... Yeah, because you do occasionally see a cocktail called Sex on the Beach. You don't normally see one called Fancy Going Dogging.
Dogging in the Forest. No, not really.
Dogging in the Forest. We should definitely make that a cocktail. I'm going to invent it. I'll have it for the next time I do a show with you, Tony. Ah, okay. Was that cryptic?
Oh.
And, well, we've been talking for too long again, haven't we?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Here we go. Next track up. Played this band before. Absolutely brilliant band. Saw them at Strummer Camp. Roughneck Riot. I've picked up the wrong CD again. What I want to know is, Tony, what is... Oh, now, what is Roughneck Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Roughneck Riot?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/TheRoughneckRiot, and we know what that means, don't we?
No.
They fucked up the first page.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They've also fucked up the track listing on this CD, and you very nearly got the wrong song. Fortunately, I was smart enough to think, this doesn't sound like this. I better keep listening. Enjoy this. This is great. This is kind of young people's Pogues music. Sound about right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Downing My Wave.
Well, Mickey was 18 way back when. He's such a lucky any day. Paycheck and hard skull chance for all the fine money just paid. Far out the Mickey was hard and some celebrate the winnings he just made. Took a bottle of whiskey, he just bought a correct. One don't get lucky for all the change. Took back it in your bastard, I'll end up for sure. Does we need a change of wings? Your wife is gonna leave her and your mom shot a creature. Better make an end to this gambling days. Age 25, hit the bottle hard. Trying to all the struggles in his life. He's fired from the factory for being drunk and work. And trying to feel out the plastic life. To drown me, sounds he went to the old house. A 15 points in beach games at a wall. By the time he came home, his money kicked him off the edge. He watched him swiftly kicked him in the balls. To buy a new bastard, I'll end up off the shore. Said, I need a change of ways. Shore, so soon the fucking store. You're so fickle, spreading the pump. Now make
Roughneck Riot, Tony. Nice. We will play one more track of that. We'll do one more track of that in a few weeks' time, I think. Don't want to play too much because it's really a demo sort of thing. There's 10 tracks on it, but I don't think it's the finished article. I think they're in the studio, kind of finishing. I can't remember. I think they said it was Roughneck Riot. It was Rough Mixes, but anyway. Like it a lot, hopefully you do as well. You listen to... no, you're not. That shouldn't be there. I've got to... Oh, silly me. No, it's all right. Don't worry. I was going to say you're listening to someone, but you're not. The only person you're listening to right now is me. Tone, have you had a chance to listen to... to get any information about GoDaddy over the last week? Or has it gone out of your pretty little head again?
It's gone out of my pretty little head.
I guess I better tell you about it to the tune of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Essentially, Tony, GoDaddy are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
So you always know that bit. And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... Check this out, girls. Easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you want to suck my chum cannon, and if you type in the order code PUNKY410, that's...
PUNKY410.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY411 code, that's...
PUNKY411.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of my clients, I use them.
Now the fun starts. PUNKY412, that's...
PUNKY412.
Gives you 30% off all .com domains, and just when it couldn't get any crazier, PUNKY20H1, that's...
PUNKY20H1.
Drops 20% off hosting plans, and... PUNKY125, that's...
PUNKY125.
Gets you a brazen 25% off any order of 65 quid or more. And finally, PUNKY SSL, that's...
PUNKY SSL.
Which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for £12.99. So go to godaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. You should stop the tape. So, do you think you're clear on that now?
I think so.
Good, because I'd hate you to. Your brain to be muddied as you enjoyed the Septic Psychos. Oh, you just spilled my beer! Septic Psychos, Tony. Glass. Now, that is the band that... they've been going about as long as Riot Squad, and then they split up, and Chiz, out of the band, became the lead singer of Riot Squad, and then he reformed Septic Psychos and took one of the blokes out of Riot Squad with him. Okay. Hope that clears things up. And they've got an album out now called Rotten and Rancid. And we played another track of this. Did we play Buy Some Shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Can't remember what we played up there. Anyway, we're now playing this, and thank you to Punker Pages for sending us this through. That was Glass. What I want to know is, what is Septic Psycho's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Septic Psychos.
It is. Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 2. That's right, isn't it? Yeah.
I think so.
Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 2. This is interesting. I wonder how the end will go. After the draw and the loss in the last 2 weeks, Tony, you're under a bit of pressure, really. What was I saying? Yes, I can't remember. Oh, yes, it doesn't matter. Anyway, get this album. It's proper oi. Proper oi. This is full on. Great album. Get it. We'll play some more of them in the future. Well, like them. Right, a bit all over the place, I know. I'm going to have some Earl Grey. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Okay.
I think I should have laced this Earl Grey with some acid or something to get me through the show. Now, you haven't got this yourself, but you kind of have. So I know it's the time in the show for us to say it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
But this time I'd like you to do it again, and this is why. Ready?
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Hoots, Mom.
Yeah,
what
so
is it, Tony?
The only gig I'm aware of for the next 12 days.
Yep, 12 days, 16th, 28th. As you hear this show, I've done the first one.
Okay, it's your show.
It is.
And where is it again, remind me?
It's at Venue 56 Base, which is on Cowgate in Edinburgh.
Ah, that's it. Okay.
Perhaps you'd like to ask what time it starts as
well.
Yeah,
what time does it start again?
It starts at 2:30 p.m. It's approximately an hour long and features me doing 20 minutes of stand-up, introducing a guest for 10 minutes, and then doing a 20-minute piece I like to call Hung Parliament the Musical.
Okay.
Maybe you'd like to ask me how much it costs to get in.
Yeah, how much does it cost to get in?
Actually, Tony, it's free. It's part of something called Peter Buckley Hill's Free Fringe. Upwards of 300 shows each year at the annual festival declare themselves free entry. But in classic style, you kind of have to pay to get out, in that it's like indoor busking. So you do the show, and then at the end you pass a bucket round, and people offer to give a bit of money towards the show if they've enjoyed it. Perhaps you'd also like to ask me where 25% of the profits, should there be any, each day are going, Tony.
Assuming there are profits, where will 25% of them go?
Well, Tony, 25% of any money raised will be going to Amnesty International.
Ah.
That's right.
Very nice.
I managed to find a way of doing a show for free and giving some of the money to a charity. Only I could come up with that concept. I didn't really think it through. So I am hoping, what I'm going to do, I'm going to be utterly transparent about the show and say, look, any money raised, this is where the money's going. And say half of it is going to me staying in Edinburgh. The sort of the hotel I'm staying in is the big expense of the whole thing. And I'd just like to try and get that a bit paid for. So there's another 25% that goes to Amnesty International. Regardless of how much money is in that bucket, 25% goes to Amnesty International. And the last 25% goes on booze.
Nice.
Yeah, the ones from the 16th to 28th at 2:30. I will be doing a lot of other shows while I'm there as well, but they're fairly ad hoc and I haven't got the list to hand. So if you are in the Edinburgh area, or you know anybody in the Edinburgh area over the next 2 weeks, please do tell them that obviously they've heard of the Edinburgh Festival, but please do tell them that there's a rather quirky little show just after lunch that you could maybe enjoy before you go and do the things that you'd actually pay to come to see or whatever. I'll be flyering up and down Cowgate and Grassmarket, and there's loads of little restaurants on Grassmarket now, so you could be having lunch, and I will descend upon you with a flyer, and you will then be on a bound to come and sit with me for 50 minutes to an hour and enjoy my nonsense for nothing, and then make a small contribution.
Nice, sounds good.
I'm also doing a late night show next Friday called Shaggers, where they get loads of stand-up comics on stage to tell stories about their disastrous sex lives. I actually asked for an extended set. And that's in a bar just down the road from where my venue is as well. Right, anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Hoots, Mom! There's a moose loose about this hoose. And we're going to get on straight to the next one. It's a truly international show this week, Tony, when you think, you know, I just said about a gig in Edinburgh. First band we played from Scotland, second band we played from Coventry, which might as well be another country. Yeah. Third band we played from Belgium, fourth band we played Irish music, fifth band we played British. Sixth band we played, guess where we're from, Tony?
Wales?
Sardinia.
Huh. Okay.
Sardinia. This my favourite Italian psychobilly band, Nox. You might remember there's a song of theirs we played a couple of times on the show because I love it so much, called La Torre, which I absolutely love. Anyway, they've sent me their new EP, Out of the Blue, and it's not called that. It's called Mad in Italy, which I quite like. Fits in quite nicely with the fact that I may or may not be going to an exclusive little garage punk festival in Sardinia in October. I can give no more information away about that. They're from Sardinia. I'm going to try and see them while I'm there. Got to meet up with them. This is great, of course. They're one of the most interesting and quirky psychobilly bands I've ever encountered. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Nox's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Nox Music?
No, MySpace.com/Nox and Roll. Tony 3, Pauly B and the Internet 3. Dentro il covo.
Dentro il covo sono lo stregone strano. Con un osso buco leggo la tua mano. Con un occhio morto vedo da lontano. Io del covo sono lo stregone strano. Quando il sole è stanco vengo su dal porto, cammino di fianco con un piede storto. Entro nel mio regno, salgo sopra il banco, busso tutto intorno aspettando il branco.
Nox, We'll play one other track off that, Tony. It's only an EP. I don't want to play everything off it. I do want you to go to their page, though, myspace.com/knocksandroll. As I say, in my opinion, one of the most interesting and quirky psychobilly bands there's ever been. You don't know what's going to happen next with Knox. Rather like the band we'll be playing next and the one after that, but you'll have to wait a little bit for those. You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Did I tell you that we got a MySpace message from Dead 60s saying that they're in a new band? Three of them were in a new band.
No.
Did I tell you about that?
No.
They're in a new band. It's sort of girl-fronted, sort of goth, emo.
All right, okay.
I was quite surprised by it. It's not really suitable for punky, which was a shame because I love them and I really wanted to support them. If you go on the Dead 60s page, I think it's still there, you get links through to the new band they're in anyway. Go and check it out. You might like it. I tell you who'll like it. Insane Star will like it. She'll like it a lot. You doing anything this week?
No, not really. Lots of work, unfortunately. I've got a big thing going live in about 2 weeks' time, so next week's the last week I've got to get it all finished. So it's going to be fairly boring and worky.
Well, I expect Edinburgh to be an absolute nightmare for me. I know I'm through the first day now. In terms of time, even though it's Saturday, I actually drove up there tomorrow and I've done my first show today.
All right, okay.
That's a real mind fuck, isn't it? But I know I haven't done a show at Edinburgh, a full show, for 16 years. And the last time I went up there, I had to cancel the last nine because of too much beer, too many fags, a loss of voice, a minor nervous breakdown. I was just wandering through Edinburgh crying. It really does affect comedians, you know. It really, it's mental. I was a young man then. I was still a bit emo, you know.
Oh, okay.
Oh fuck, now I won't cry now. I'll just kick people. Well, I know they were kicking tramps and other comedians who were crying. But if I see comedians cry, I'm going to walk up to them and go, ha ha! Because I'm too gnarly to care now. It's in Edinburgh as a performer is a trial, a sentence, an adventure. As a punter, it's a joyous place to be for a couple of days, as long as you can get over the fact that people are constantly sticking flies in your face. Mm. And you get over that, it's fine, it's great. It's just, for the performers, it is. I feel for so many of them, particularly on their first trip up there, they don't know what to expect, as I didn't. And it's just this massive entertainment giant hits you in the face. It's like, you know when they put, in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, when they put Zaphod Beeverbrox into the machine that's designed to break anybody, because it shows you how big you are in relation to the universe.
Yeah.
And make you feel so small, you just crack. That's what the Edinburgh Festival is like. It makes you know how big you are, how important you are, and it's just you're nothing. If you look, there are 15 or 20 more successful shows than you on every corner. And it just makes you feel so small and so alone. The first time you're there, this is, after that you get used to it, but the first time you're there, it can be so overwhelming as to be frightening. And these are the innocents that I want to corrupt.
Nice.
Because I reckon they're going to be the easiest ones, you know, to really fuck up. So they're the ones I'll be looking out for. Have you seen gnarly old Paul coming down? I'm like the ghost of comedy past. Just run a fucking mile. Anyway, here's a band I wouldn't run a fucking mile from, Tony.
Okay.
Leather Zoo. And I think we know why, don't we?
They flash boobs.
Because the lead singer flashes her boobs. Well, I missed it. But anyway, their new album out, Naked Feedback, who'd have thunk it, has got a photograph of her naked on the front, but sadly it's her back. So we don't see those cute, perky little nips of hers that have reliably informed me she's got. I, of course, haven't seen. I'm a bit gutted she didn't flash us again. Anyway, everybody likes Leather Zoo. Everybody likes Leather Zoo, don't they? Every time we play Leather Zoo, it's brilliant, that. Really catchy. And it is unusual because, do you know what? I think the way her voice is and the way this band are, I think it's like, I can see why they do well, that they've done very well within Central Europe, haven't they? Because
yeah.
I think it sounds really like very British. So almost, there's almost folk elements to her voice. It's sort of British folk punk, and the song titles kind of evoke more than punk as well, like Fleur de Lis and the one that we're going to play any second, which couldn't get more British, actually. Fairy Punk Princess, we played a couple of times, haven't we? And the very oddly titled Bellis Cold Wine. I've never really... Anyway, they're all on this rather excellent CD, which is also out on STP Records. Thank you very much, Stu, for sending this through. I think Stu became aware of Leather Zoo through us. Not entirely sure. Could be wrong about that. Anyway, we're going to play a track off the album Naked Feedback right now. This is George and the Dragon Whore.
On these dark satanic hills, be careful where you fall. Evil dragons, demons, monsters you can call. Careful how you wander, be careful where you fall. Evil dragons, demons, monsters you can call. Georgie was an orphan boy in trouble, born to strife. Working hard to be the man, he found the perfect wife. Perfect is bliss, it cut him like a knife. He came across the dragon horn, she took away his life.
Leather Zoo, Tony. George and the Dragon Whore.
Nice.
Yeah. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Leather Zoo.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 3. One song to go. One who's going to win this week. Listen to Guan about some of these, right? Thanks, Stu. That's a great job with beds this week. We are going to be shaking up the beds against Stu, aren't we? Because we've got one new one. It's going to make you laugh. I've been a bit of a tosser, really. But, I think it'll be quite funny where I've got it planned in, because I've got a new regular bit that I'm going to put in, which hopefully is going to come out of the Edinburgh show that I'm doing, which I'll tell you about in future weeks. But that's a particular bed to go under that bit.
All right. Okay.
It might not be regular, it might just be every once in a while, but I'm planning this new bit under that. I did say last week, I don't know if I did that, I've started a blog.
Yes, you did,
I did basically last week, yeah. So I am going to be blogging throughout the Edinburgh Festival, and then I'll see how it goes from there. Someone asked me to use Twitter more the other night. I just can't be fucking bothered with Twitter.
Nah.
I'm too wordy. I can't get it out in 140 words. I could get my chum cannon out in 140 words, Tony.
140 characters on Twitter.
Oh, sorry, 140 characters. Yeah, sorry. Mm. Sorry, yeah. Clearly not enough. 140 words would be trouble enough.
Yeah.
140 characters, yeah. So, yeah, so I'm going to be blogging, and it's PORLYBEE, paulieb.blogspot.com, if you can be bothered to check it out. Right, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant. Thank you for all your nominations. I've had very little. In fact, this is the last one I've got now. So if you do want to keep listening to Is It Right, you're going to need to send in your nominations. Please do send them in now. To me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason.
I missed the chance out then to go to you. You did a really brilliant Chuckle Brothers to me then, and I just missed out.
Yeah. The Chuckle. Do you remember that our drummer used to look like Barry Chuckle?
What did he used to?
Well, we had this crazy Barry Chuckle beard and haircut. I think he's calmed it down a bit now.
No, beard? You mean Tash?
I think the Tash is gone, yeah.
Barry Chuckle. The Tash is gone, is it? Have you not seen him in a while then?
I've seen
him
a couple of months now.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah, I suppose now you're so far away from Kirkby.
Don't go back. Don't look back.
You don't look back there.
No.
But quite clearly, you can take the boy out of Kirkby, but you can't take Kirkby out of the boy, Mr. Wednesday Night Half-Price Cocktail Dogging Freak.
Dogging wasn't actually on the menu.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
what did we call the cocktail? Fancy going dogging?
Dogging in the forest.
Dogging in the forest,
sex on the beach.
Hey, just before we do the track, if you've got any ideas for the ingredients for the cocktail Dogging in the Forest, do email them to tony@punkyradio.com or paulieb@punkyradio.com, and we'll maybe find some little prize for the best cocktail. That'd be a laugh, wouldn't it?
That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah. So, we want your ideal ingredients for Dogging in the Forest, and they've got to be legitimate booze. I don't want bits of shit and that, because I want us to be able to make up the cocktail.
Okay.
Because it's the kind of thing that I'm stupid enough to get on someone's cocktail menu. Right? So this guy, I know a couple of people that would probably put it on their cocktail menu for the crack of it. So let's get it. Let's make a new Punky Radio cocktail called Dogging in the Forest. You come up with the ingredients, I'll make it happen.
Nice.
You see, as long as there's a bar in the post-apocalyptic futuristic dystopic nightmare, I'll be alright.
Hmm, that's true. But no close up.
Oh, we palmed off at the Star Trek show, Tony. We palmed off 50 little cups of a supermarket budget derivative Blue Wicked as Romulan ale. Same colour.
True. How much did you charge for that?
Tony,
ten
I'm not you.
I would have done.
It was free. It was part of the show. First thing on your mind, how much you charge that? How much you make out of it?
Yeah.
Didn't cost anything, did it?
That's the way I roll.
Sorry.
Having cocktails and charging people.
Oh, my days. All right, yeah. All right. Yeah, go on. Get this twat out of the way, then.
Okay. Quite a short one. Dude, I'm still enjoying...
What, the chum cannon?
I'm still enjoying the new bands and banter, and I'm still laughing out loud and passing along your jokes. The one-legged woman laughing working at IHOP was hilarious, and enjoyed tremendously by my co-workers. More ska, punk and oi, pretty please. I bought the Skanks agents after hearing them on your show a while back. Their CD is called Something for Everyone. So now I think Devo should be nominated for Is It Right for calling their new album Something for Everyone. And that's from Manny Diamantopoulos. Diamantopoulos.
We have problems with that word, don't we?
Diamantopoulos, Paulus, yes.
It's a good one anyway. That's a great surname. If only to wind you up. I wish he'd send us stuff in every week. Really. What's his first name? Manny?
Manny.
Manny?
Yeah.
Danny. Ah, well, do you understand then that his name is Emmanuel and he votes the Podcast Alley as E. Diamantopoulos?
Yeah, yeah.
Worked it all out. Manny, you're a top lad. Do send Tony something every week, though. I like him trying to pronounce your name. Keep sending stuff till he gets it right and he can stop. Deal? Deal.
Yeah, true. He's actually been in touch and he actually wants to buy my album. So he's clearly crazy.
Oh, I thought he'd say your house.
He's clearly crazy. Nah.
He wants to buy my house.
Well, yeah, I haven't forgot to sort that out for him. So if he's listening, I'll sort it out. But yeah, but that's basically it. You ready?
No, I can't remember what it was. Say it again.
Devo.
Oh, we're calling Devo twats, are we?
Yeah.
All right, do you know where they're from, Tony?
Not a clue.
Akron, Ohio. they were part of the they were part of Stiff's ill-fated second wave, when Stiff got lucky and found some a load of bands from the same place and thought they were great, as in like the Coventry sound, and decided that they could redo the thing. So they just went to a random place in the States, settled on the industrial town of Akron, Ohio, went out to see a load of bands, didn't matter whether they were good or shit, just signed them all up, said we're going to make an album, The Sound of Akron or something, right? Devo were one of the bands. Devo were only signed, I think, I don't even think they maybe got one single out with Stiff, but Devo were the only ones that amounted to anything at all. And apparently they were such prima donnas that Stiff just said, oh, fuck off.
Oh, right.
So anyway, so I think they are twats anyway. So there we go. Yeah, go for it.
Cool.
So it's Devo from Akron, Ohio.
Yeah. Okay. So Devo from Akron, Ohio
is a twat. Quite controversial, that one, Tony. Never mind. One band. All you've got to do, right, Tony, is type in Jean Bleu, J-E-A-N-B-L-E-U, into YouTube and watch the madness unfold. This craziest of French punk, psychobilly, girly giggling singing bands I've ever come in touch with, ever. Sent us a while ago a CD single, Atomic Sylvie, which is absolutely brilliant, and its B-side, Le Beurre et la Merde, which means the butter and the shit. This is the B-side, Le Beurre et la Merde. And what I'm pleased about is that butter is masculine and merde is feminine. We get the butter, the girls get the shit. Also, a well-known film in which Marlon Brando butt fucks a girl using butter as a lubricant is called Last Tango in Paris. Do you see where I'm going with this? It all ties in beautifully. Basically, I put on Le Beurre sur ma chum canon, and then I stick it in la merde. Anyway, this song, 6.5, I can't believe I've just told that. Okay, this song is 6.5 minutes long, so I've edited it.
Oh, okay.
Fortunately, it's in four bits. I've treated it like four suites from a classical piece. Four movements, if you will. Okay. De mouvement Le Beurre et de mouvement La Merde. So what I've done is I've taken the second movement and the final movement. So this is a proper, exclusive, punky radio edit. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Jean Bleu's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Jean Bleu.
It is.
Is it?
Tony 5. Paulie B and the Internet 3. A fabulous victory. I tell you what, fuck it. I'm not going to do this show anymore. Fuck it. This is the last one I'm ever going to do, ever, probably, maybe for a week or so. This is Jean Bleu. Le Beurre et la Merde.
Derrière immaculé dans des camions.
I love that band, Tone. Honestly, some of the YouTube clips of them,
yeah,
utterly hilarious. All of them in fancy dress, all just mucking about on stage, screaming and singing and playing guitars. Excellent. We've got to see them sometime.
Nice.
They're from central France, sort of Francais Central. I don't know, yeah, a bit to the west of central Tours. Doing. I've been there, it's a nice place. Thanks so much for listening this week. We've got a special announcement to make now, haven't we, Tony?
Okay, yes.
Next week's show doesn't feature me.
No.
I can't do it. I'm up in Edinburgh and we can't find a way of doing it. So next week's show is going to be done exclusively by the one, the only, the amazing, the brilliant, the marvellous, Mr. Tony Ho.
Hi. Yes. And, rather than miss a show. Rather than miss a show, we're going to do that.
Yeah. Because we owe it to you, because we try and do your show every week. And in the early days of the show, I had to make one without you, didn't I? So don't forget, you've got carte blanche. You do what you want, man. Take your piss, all you like.
Cool.
Don't mind at all. Go for it.
I think you spent that show just making impressions of me, actually, didn't you?
I did, yes. Yeah. So feel free to do the same thing. Feel free. I know I'll probably end up sounding a bit like a pirate.
Chances are.
Anyway, hopefully you'll get the chance, if you're in the Edinburgh area or can tell someone about it, come and see my show, Hung Parliament Musical, every day, 2.30. The time the China went to the dentist. I've only just realised I had to have it at that time. Oh, no dental appointments for me for a fortnight. Good job, my tooth fell out. Please do all the things you would normally do for us. If you're listening for the first time, go to the MySpace page, leave a comment, vote for us at Podcast Alley. And Tony, just tell me quickly about iTunes, will you?
Yeah, leave us a review on iTunes. If you have iTunes installed, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It'll open up the music store page where you can log in and review us. Please do review us. 5 stars only, and we will read out your reviews.
Well done. Thank you very much for listening. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time. Tony will talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.